Praise the Lord and Happy New Month. You know, the majority of people in today's culture believe themselves to be religious in some manner or another. Their religious upbringing may have begun with their baptisms as infants, continued religious education as youngsters, or have had a religious wedding. They have a Bible in their home, and during the Christmas season, they put up a manger scene. The majority of us would want to think of ourselves as usual decent people. Many will help a senior citizen across the street, greet a new neighbor, and make a charitable donation to those who are less fortunate than they are. Our society supports that kind of thinking. We believe that as long as we're sincere and have some measure of trust, we'll eventually arrive at the correct destination. But you know, the Bible, on the other hand, is unequivocal on the subject. In God's eyes, perfection is the only way to live, and none of us, and I'll repeat, none of us measure up. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Beloved, no one will ever be able to enter the presence of God unless they're holy and flawless in every way. Our self-assessment of our goodness will not deter God's wrath. We're all in desperate need of a Savior. Paul was writing to the people who lived in one of the most populated cities in the world when he wrote his letter to the Romans. Now, Rome was a melting pot of people from all walks of life. The affluent and the poor, the learned and the uneducated, the Jewish and the non-Christians. Paul was writing about the effectiveness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which he believed to be accurate. Now, he was disturbed and unhappy that many of his Jewish readers thought that their loyalty to the law of Moses made them right with God, and he wrote to express his concerns. As a response to him, Paul says that all Jews and Gentiles alike are subject to the authority of sin. In his observation, Paul noted that those who believed themselves to be good people were often eager to pass judgment on someone else. Beloved, even though we think we're doing well compared to others, Paul claims that we are the ones in need of God's forgiveness. The Bible declares that all our virtuous actions are like dirty rags before God. Despite the fact that we've done nothing to deserve forgiveness, it's God's mercy that compels us to do the U-turn of repentance. God tells us, "You won't be able to make it on your own. In order to save you, I've sacrificed my son, and it's only through his perfect sacrifice that you can be saved." Paul states in Romans 6:23, a message that can change a person's life. He said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul also writes in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work saving everyone who believes, the Jews first and also the Gentiles." You know, reading the Gospels was one of my favorite pastimes when I first began to follow Christ. The epistles, on the other hand, didn't excite me nearly as much. This didn't deter me from committing to reading the book of Romans exclusively for a period of several months. After reading and gaining more comprehension, my point of view has shifted. My life has done the same. This month, I began the study of Paul's letters to the Christians in Rome. As I explore this book, and you that journey with me, we'll discover and learn about the following topics: the environment and significance of the gospel, the difference between regulations and favor, and the secret to managing a holy life. Beloved, it's my prayer that God will use this book to transform your life as it has changed mine. May this new month bless every one of you.